sex. Vagina and sky. What do you think of that?
I think that's totally gay.
Type in monkey dick in the Yahoo podcast search, we come up number one. That's right.
Here's what I'm going to say in retort, in rebuttal.
Yeah, your ass called and he says, stop sticking cocks in it.
Sword. A sword fight.
Sword.
Yeah, I had like a fluid-filled pus ball.
Am I keeping you up? Sorry.
No, this, I was...
Shut up.
Well, and I couldn't agree with more with Dr.
Tooth Fairy John, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny.
Do you even pay attention to your own
Listen to my own crap.
I do listen. You're not. You just yap, and you don't even listen to it.
I do. I listen.
So if you're ever looking for our podcast, type in monkey dick.
You're listening to Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 52, part one.
Very important, John. 52,
oh,
part
one. Oh, God.
And we've had a long layoff.
Yeah, no doubt,
52,
man.
52, part one.
No fucking doubt.
How about it?
I don't know, man. This is crazy.
It is crazy.
Why do we have such a long layoff, dude?
One of the reasons was me. What the hell happened? We were supposed to do it on a Wednesday night or something.
Ugh, right.
A Wednesday night.
Well, Tuesday first, and then you fell asleep?
Tuesday, yeah. I fell asleep with the kids.
Or no, I know what it was. Monday night we were supposed to have band practice and get together, and then... what happened? Oh, yeah. Rick's foot hurt.
All right, right.
Rick had a bad foot. Well, this whole thing was, we had a gig, and then, let's see, we did the ad hoc, we had a gig, we both went on vacation, I went to Arizona, you went to Florida, right?
Right.
And then we got back, and we're supposed to practice on Monday last week, but Rick's foot was... He's got bone spurs or some shit in his feet or foot. So he couldn't practice. So I went over to the studio to set up, and you were going to meet me there.
Right.
And hang out.
That's when I fell asleep.
And you fell asleep. And then we talked about doing it Tuesday, but you couldn't do it. So then we talked about...
Because the wife was still in Florida.
Right.
And, and you know, the reason I fell asleep is because that's the day I flew home. And I had two kids by myself flying home. I know your wife has done that.
You had two kids?
I had both of my kids with me. At 4 a.m. we had to get up to get on the plane. Oh, I left some luggage in a... I left some luggage in a shuttle. Nice. So when you go to Orlando, you fly into the terminal and they let you out of the plane. And then you have to take a shuttle to get to where the limos and buses are. So I left the luggage in the shuttle, and I had to run around looking for that damn thing. And then I got the kids to school, and then I went to work, and then I came home, and we talked, and then I fell asleep.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's out of sight. Yeah, I didn't have that much trouble.
Wednesday, we were supposed to do it again, but then that's when the wife came home. But she gave me the impression that, you need to hang out with me tonight because I'm home from vacation.
So what?
Which we just spent
you were just
with
on
each
vacation
other.
With
right?
Her.
We were together for 5 days straight, John. Oh, and today I told her, hey, you know, I need to take a shower. Can I take a shower? She doesn't let me take showers at the in-laws, so I have to shower at the health club or whatever.
What?
So I said, I need to take a shower. And she's like, well, I guess you can take a shower. That's fine. My mom just cleaned the bathroom, so just be careful. Oh, I know why you want to take a shower, because you're going to see John tonight.
That's funny.
I said, well, usually I shower after I see John to get, you know... the smell of John off me before I come home.
Sorry, I don't know how to turn this off. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
so what she?
So we couldn't tell podcast.
Her to just come over
for
man.
Like 2 weeks.
She could hang out with my wife and watch a movie.
Yeah. I don't know. Who knows?
And they could listen in on us.
Oh, that would be great.
Hey, man, I got a new cell phone. You want to hear my ringer?
Sure.
All right, hold on.
So while John's getting his...
Isn't that hot?
Is that Motley Crue?
No, man.
Who is it?
It's Accept.
Except.
Yeah, Udo Dukeschneider singing, "You Got Your Balls to the Wall, Man."
Balls to the Wall, what Man. Kind of,
you don't know your roots.
I don't know. I don't know my roots.
You got your balls to the wall, man. I can't wait to be in a meeting with executives and that comes on. I didn't mean to rudely interrupt you. I was trying to turn it off.
Understood. All right, so John, we've been gone for quite a while.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a lot to catch up on.
No doubt.
One of the things is comments.
Yeah.
Because it is a new month, John.
It is.
And people are commenting quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, I grabbed some stuff off of both the MySpace, and there's a shitload of them off of Podcast Alley, PCA. If you know where I'm coming from.
I know what
I'm
you're saying,
switch
man.
Switch to switch. You don't mind, do you?
No, not at all.
I'm sounding too bassy, I think.
Too bassy.
All right, there we go. Bondage Kitty says, damn, I'm going to have to move to Chicago so I can come see the band. Love the show, and you both are fucking out fucking standing. That's great. Got one from Lynn of... Griffin's Guide. Hey, TTN, hit the cough button, man.
I don't have one.
Oh, I got to get you one. All right. Hey, TTN, I finally worked out how to thank people's Let's Riot. So she was thanking us for the ad about 6 months later.
Sweet.
From Bondage Kitty again, congratulations, you are my crush of the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who, you or me?
Just us, TTN.
The both of us.
Yeah, have a great weekend, guys. Hugs and well-placed licks. and then we got from the word whore, from Air Out My Shorts, thanks for letting us all know Professor Tom is alive and well. I had been quite worried he'd fallen asleep in his harness again, eventually cutting off circulation, leading to the onset of gangrene and subsequent amputation. It's a real comfort to learn he's just juggling. Oh, yes, congrats on the big news. Remember, we had a big announcement.
Right, we did have a big announcement.
2 weeks ago.
It was stunning. And speaking of Professor Tom, he's back, right? He's finished juggling?
He's back. No, he's not finished.
He's not finished yet?
No, he's only back for a little bit.
And then he's going out, like, to the West Coast or what?
Colorado, I believe.
Nice.
Yeah.
And, now, you were supposed to go visit Professor Tom Friday night.
I fucked up. I totally fucked up calling him, too, because I was out of it. The wife ended up going out that night. I came down here to try and call him Thursday night after practice.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't on, or he wasn't answering. I didn't even leave him a message because I had to let the wife know that night if I could do it or not. But then Friday, I was feeling so shitty with a fever. You know, this rain and shit is causing all this mold and whatnot, and it's really acting up. You know, it's aggravating my sinuses.
Yeah.
So I've been sick, you know.
Yeah, me too.
When I was in Arizona, I felt fucking great, dude. I slept better than ever. Of course, I swam in the pool every day, you know. A little exercise helps, too. Here, I don't do shit.
What are you saying you did laps in the pool?
Yeah, I was, man, we're playing this game Beanball. I went and bought like 50 of those spongy, like, Nerf balls.
Right.
And we just whip them at each other.
Yeah.
Everybody's fair game, even if you have clothes on.
Like a dodgeball in the pool?
Yeah. And it's really exhausting. And then we play this game where Dad has to run around the pool to make a whirlpool, but it's a big kidney-shaped in-ground pool. So I noticed after I got done that the bottoms of my feet look like somebody took razor blades and sliced the skin on an angle. Yeah. So I had a fucking heart attack running around the goddamn pool.
All right, so you weren't able to hook up with Professor Tom.
No, I wasn't. Are you going through puberty?
I think I am going through puberty. But
so I do
so
apologize.
You haven't talked to him since then?
No.
So this is the first he's hearing of it?
Yeah.
If he even listens anymore.
Well, maybe I'll... He's so sick of us telling him, yeah, we'll be there. You know, we invite him and boom, he's here. He invites us.
Yeah, wait a minute. Is that a Friday night? I don't think that's going to work.
Bring your own ball gag. I don't have one. Oh, we could use yours. All right.
CBT? No. I'm into PVI, but not the CBT. No.
But nobody's ever really met him. The guy's a completely normal dude.
Completely.
Completely. Probably more normal than us.
It's Professor Tom.
Professor Tom. He's a professor of kinky sex. Among other things. And he's funny, too. Anyways, I got this one disturbing... as a matter of fact, it all started... I got this... message from somebody named Jeffrey on our
MySpace,
and I noticed it was a picture. The picture was of Daisy, so I go click on it to make sure. And Jeffrey's 14 years old and wants to be one of our friends. I'm like, oh shit,
nice.
So I message this person. I go, what? Who are you? And it's Daisy. She messages back and says, hey man. Yeah, I had to cancel all my shit, something like the parents found out, I don't know. And she went back on as a 14-year-old boy because you can set privacy settings on there. So your parents, nobody can find you if you don't want them to, okay. Or something like
There's
that.
There's a PSA.
I don't know.
For all you people who don't want your parents to find you on MySpace.
Anyway, she posted a message on our MySpace. It says, I figured if I was going to break the news, I should do it here. I'm getting married! Love TTN, and I will always be a fan. And I sent back a message. I said, hey, you're too young. You're only 14. Don't do it. And, actually, mediocre show. I think Eric posted, hey, Daisy, bad idea. Give it some time.
Yeah, and I think that's the same advice I would give. And I'm not going to address Daisy here. I'm going to address Daisy's boyfriend. Fiancé. Should I say fiancé?
Yeah.
What's his name, John?
Chris.
Chris, what are you doing, man? Come on. Because he's only, what, 19, 18?
It's a candy store out there, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, dude, man, don't get married until you're like 30.
But you never know. When you get that everlasting gobstopper, you might not want to ever put it down. You know
but even
saying?
Then, when you're 30, I mean, you still got to consider, am I going to get married? Do I want to get married?
That's how you did it, right?
That's how I did it, yeah. I'm not sure. I'm just not sure. All right, let's give it a try.
As you were spinning.
And I was 32.
You were spinning the chamber on the revolver.
32 when I got married, John. How old were you?
30-something, yeah.
Yeah, you got to be in your 30s.
30,
you can't get married when you're young. Because if I married the girls that I was interested in when I was 18 or 17 or whatever, I would have had 3 divorces already.
Well, I definitely, my whole life, when I was even Daisy's age and Chris's age and all that, sure, I thought about it, you know, oh, I'm in love with this girl, but I never thought of marriage. I always thought, look, if I'm going to get married, I want to live with that person first. Like shoes, I want to try them on in the store and walk around a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know.
Well, and the other thing is, when you're that age, you think you know everything. Right.
Well, that's true, yeah.
But you don't. You got to be at least 41 like me, and then you know everything.
Right. That's, yeah.
And the other thing you don't think about is the rest of your life. The rest of your life. Marriage is for the rest of your life. It's supposed to be. I don't know. Maybe it's not anymore. Maybe it's, hey, let's just get married. You know, these Britney Spears goes and gets married for 55 hours.
Right.
Then she annuls it. Then she hooks up with Kevin Federline.
Kevin Federline.
Have some kids, some spawn, and then she'll be dumping him. Who knows how many she'll end up with when she's all said and done.
I don't know, Enos.
Enos. Oh.
No, Enos talk like that, right?
Oh, yeah, you talk like this.
Mr. Jack Twister talk like this.
Yeah. Hey, Jack, I don't know if I'm...
Oh, come on, Enos.
I'm one of them faggots.
Stick it in my butt.
No.
Just put it in there, Enos. Just put your big bowl of Scotch in my butt.
All we have to say is John and Scott are going on record here and saying that Chris and Daisy getting married is a bad idea.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Give it some time. What do you got to get married? The only thing I can think of is...
It's just a hassle, especially in... They've got to be in California, aren't they? So, Chris, you know, you're giving away half of everything.
Well, the only thing I can think of is, and this happened to somebody that I know, is their home life was so miserable that just to get out of the situation at home and to move on into a different kind of environment, they got married. Yeah. That was the motivation for getting married. Not because they really loved the person or whatever. Right. It was just to get out of the current situation that they were in. So I'm wondering if that's what's happening with Daisy right now.
No, I don't debate for a second that they're not. They're definitely head over heels for each other, man.
Right. And do you remember your first head over heels, John?
Yeah, my babysitter. I was 7.
I do. Oh, mine was 17. I was 17.
Oh. Oh, I was a butt chugger. I was like 15.
My heart was torn out and spat on and shit on and stomped on and burned.
Did you sob like for days on end?
I didn't sob for days. I sobbed for a good 2 hours and that was it.
But didn't every song you heard, you thought it was about you?
No, because when I was finished sobbing, I really had a hatred for women.
Dr. Love! And you're like, fuck you, man!
My hatred for women lasted until then I was 22, so that was 5 years.
Oh, well, that explains all those love affairs with men you had.
Right.
All that time.
Right on, John.
Right.
When I went both ways.
All right, well, can I get on to... enough fun.
Of course you can.
Poor Jeffrey.
But if you do get married, the best of luck to you. And
invite TTN to your wedding.
Take it one day at a time. But remember,
Kangaroo Court will play at your wedding.
It's for the rest of your lives. It's supposed to be anyway.
We'll play at your wedding.
Hey, that would be a good gig.
Matter of fact, I noticed on your MySpace there, Daisy or Jeffrey, that you had me first in the Gimme Gimmes, one of our favorite bands. We love ripping off their stuff. Anyways, this next comment here. I'm only voting for you because I feel sorry for you. But then you know that, don't you? Pauly BX.
Okay, the great Pauly B. John, the great Pauly B.
The great Pauly B.
And I listen to Punky, and since they don't number their shows and they fuck them up with the dating system, I didn't even know how to reference the show that I was listening to. But it was the show where... Pauly B interviewed either the lead singer or the guitarist from a band.
Yeah.
And the guy talked about the W. And we come close to the edge when we talk about the W. But we...
What, are they ripping off our show now?
Well, no. What, didn't you hear the episode? Whoever he was interviewing made threats.
To the W. Okay, that's a bozo no-no.
Yeah, that is a big no-no. You're going to have the NSA and the CIA and everybody up Punky's ass now. And if that guy does come back in the country, I wouldn't be surprised if they just take him right off the airplane and put him in Gitmo, John. You know what I'm saying? He'll be in Gitmo.
They're talking about clothes of that.
Gitmo?
Gitmo. It's too hard for the W to say. This one says, love you guys. It was great to see you in persons. Everyone should try to make it to a show because TTN is also a band. Lori.
Lori. And Lori did come down for the gig. She had a four-hour drive from Indiana just to get to Erica. Erica put her up for the night and brought her into the gig, which we can get to later, right, I guess?
Yeah.
Or do you want to talk about it now?
Let's get to it. Let's get to it. We'll get to it when we're talking about the gig.
All right.
How about that?
That's good.
All right.
What else you got?
I got, hey, John and Scott, how was your spring break? I went to Canada with my family and got to pet a moose. I thought he wrote, I got a pet moose. Hope to see you in math class this spring. BFF. Big fucking, I don't know what BFF is. This voting business is starting to feel like signing yearbooks. Comes from Eric Tomorrow of Mediocre Show fame. They're going to be on Sirius, you know.
Sirius, no doubt.
Yeah,
I started to listen to their
last show, but I got pulled away for something, and they started talking about it a little bit. I guess Taylor was in the studio with Eric. Not their new studio, but in whatever, Pittsburgh or wherever the hell they are, Philadelphia.
Right.
And sounded pretty good, but I didn't get a chance to finish listening to it.
So they can't really say anything
about it. So, okay. Why don't you guys make a biopic out of Scott's biodome, stupid ass? That comes from Clambake. That's funny, man.
Fuck Clambake. It's biopic.
Biopic. It's not biopic, you monkey.
Biodome. Wasn't there already a movie, Biodome?
Yeah, it was called Biodome. Why don't you buy a dome? Dope. I even heard Penn Jillette call it biopic. Anyway,
See? This...
Yeah, I'm the one that said biopic. You try to trick me like the W? Like you fucking like Mark w. Machiavellian.
Right. Like the W. The W.
We can't wait for it to be a smoking gun, the mushroom cloud. This comment is for Lori. You got to get a cough button.
I'm twisting my head like the Exorcist and coughing away from the bike, and it still picks it up.
Put your face in your crotch cough. This comment is for Lori. It was great to finally meet you. You are great. Hey, guys, had a blast at the 50th and at the gig. Look forward to the next. Rika. Oh, yeah, Erica, like you remember the blast you had.
She does because she took a lot of pictures, John.
Oh, picture. I haven't seen any of them.
I saw them, and everyone with Erica in it, her eyes are like, you know, rolling back in her head.
Did you see me save her life?
No.
When she was rambling backwards, and she's talking, and she's walking backwards.
Oh, when we were packing up,
yeah,
right?
She tripped over one of our monitors, and I caught her in midair before she cracked her skull on the ground. Anyways, TTN rocks. John and Scott represent for the Septics. That's from Joe. I think that's a guy from Mediated Thought. We camped outside of the Beacon Tap to get the best seats, only to have the power go out not once, but four times in the first hour. Fucking Septics. Brilliant show, by the way. This one's from The Lie.
The Lie?
Yeah. G'day, I've been voting for so many podcasts that I've ran out of things to say. So here it goes. Keep rocking. Here's to another 50 and Purple Monkey Dishwasher. See ya. From Ads12.
Ads12 also sent us an email that I'll be getting to later.
All right. You guys rock. Best Beacon show ever. And loud, too. Love the ad hoc episode. Feels like warm cream. That's submitted by Dick Fitz.
Warm cream.
I don't know.
Is there any other
you
kind,
know how
John?
Dick is.
There's not cold cream.
One day he's
got
to come on the show. Sorry about the gig. Sorry to hear Rick's guitar kept blowing the circuit breaker. I guess that's because he rocks so hard. When are you two going to blow a circuit or two? This is from Rick's Guitar Cuts Out. Who the fuck said that?
I don't know, but somebody's taking a lot of time to create these email addresses.
There's
and
another one.
Personalize the comments.
Eternal hard-on. Is it wrong to get a hard-on when listening to you guys? Submitted by My Boner Hurts.
It would hurt if it was eternal.
Una Shadow, motherfucko. Una Shadow has a new podcast. Pimp his shit for him, guys. Pod Freaks Podcast. It's the shizzy. It looks like you guys have more competition. Now, what will you do? Submitted by Shizzy Fohizzy.
Well, Shizzy Fohizzy, I went and searched for Uno Shato's podcast, and I found it. And it is kind of difficult to find. You got to jump through hoops to get to this thing.
Really?
And this was maybe a week ago, so there were three episodes at that time. I think I listened to two of them. So there may be more episodes by now. I'm not sure.
We got to do like a crossover episode.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Where we combine two podcasts together.
Oh, right. Right. Well, I think the greatest crossover idea would be this. You and I do like kinky sex. And Professor Tom does our show.
Oh, right, right. That's more of a crossover.
Or you and I do Punky, and Punky does our show.
Yeah,
or vice versa.
That's more better.
Or we do a triangle.
Let's do a tribute.
Where we do Punky, Punky does Professor Tom, and Professor Tom does us.
Wait a minute. Ooh. Hold on now. Hold on. Hold on. You like Chipotle, this one says? Okay, so you beaners like Chipotle. So you all must know that the Bush is wrong for rounding up beaners and sending us back to the corrupt land we came from. We need your help. What can we do? Need an intern? Adios. Mexicans are the best. That's who sent this in. What the fuck is this?
You know all who right. I think it is?
It's you, isn't
no.
it? Who?
I think it's Pez from RBPC.
Think so?
Because they haven't put a show out in a month.
Oh.
So he's,
yeah, what's
he's
up with
got
that?
Nothing going on, so he's doing this.
He could Skype into ours, and then he could be on our show.
Right. And we'll say, hey, Pez, what's up, man? What's up?
Here, this one says, what is ad hoc? I liked your last episode, and it's great to hear you kiss Professor Tom's ass because you do it so well. What the hell does ad hoc mean? Me and my friends were thinking you spelled cock wrong. Well...
Ad cock.
This was sent in by ad hoc big cock. Ad hoc a big cock. I don't know.
Excuse me.
This one says, you guys are funny. I laughed so hard at you guys last show I sharted. You owe me some underoos, ladies. Now get Erica back on because she's da bomb, damn it. Oops, I sharted. Was the name? Oh, how the fuck do you? You got to create an account for every one of these goofy names, don't you?
That reminds me of an underwear story. Can I tell a quick underwear story?
Please do.
I live with the in-laws now, right? You know that? Now, my father-in-law is probably 5'8". He's got a 30-inch waist, right?
Yeah.
So I grab some Grundies, and I go to the health club to do my shower routine, right? And I get out of the shower, and I go to put my clothes on, and I'm... But by the time I realize I'm putting on my father-in-law's underwear, they're up over my knees.
What do you wear, tighty-whities?
Well, he wears tighty-whities. Oh, I wear, like, the big boxers. So he's got the little briefs of a size 30, which just barely hold my lower unit. So, but I didn't have any other underwear, and I didn't, you know, there were other people observing me, of course, in the locker room. So I just pulled them up as high as I could. I got the unit. It was like I was wearing, what do they call it? Like, you just have the ball sack thing, and then it was like a thong. It became like a thong.
It was your banana hammock?
So this was like on Thursday. I wore a thong to work. I didn't have panty lines, John, because it was right up my ass and just holding my balls.
Well, you used to have it shit up your ass anyway.
And so I told the wife, and I said, she said, oh, you got to make sure that you get those back in the right laundry hamper. And I said, I'm not put. I'm throwing these out.
Yeah, they're so stretched out for my big bulbous cock.
We're not going to put them back in the hamper.
He's going to put them on. There's going to be a big dent in the front of them. Oh, look, it's got a reservoir tip. Underwear with a reservoir tip.
So, you know, when we talked about moving in with the in-laws and we went over all the different scenarios that could happen when you move in with the in-laws,
yeah.
This never came up, John. This never came up that I'd be putting a pair of 30, size 30, because I'm a 36, John. I'm 36 waist. So I'm putting a size 30 on.
I got to tell you, man, the best underwear I've ever found is Eddie Bauer. Eddie Bauer, they're like a spandex / cotton boxer brief.
Right, right. What I do is I just get the Speedo, like the full-length Speedo. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it hugs your shit together.
Right.
Yeah. It's good.
It's all
like
good.
It's good to wear with shorts so your shit ain't hanging out, you know?
Right.
You got that spiny Norman going to the side, and you got one leg up, and little kids are laughing.
Remember in the 70s when we used to cut our jeans?
Yeah.
And then the pocket would hang out because we cut them so
right,
high?
Right.
Yeah, my balls would hang out, too. A couple of different people said, yeah, I could see your balls.
I could see your...
Okay.
I could see your purpose.
That's when we had the really tight, tidy shorts with the... With the socks that came up just below the knee.
Remember
with the
those,
three stripes.
Those, yeah, the satin ones.
That was hot.
The satin jogging shorts.
Oh, I never got those, man.
I had those.
I was a cut-off jeans kind of guy.
I had the satin jogging shorts, you know, like the Richard Simmons look. I thought it was cool in the 80s in the headband and everything. Anyway.
Right, and the big fluffy socks.
This one says, Rabbit, your show is turning me into a septic week by week. I have no doubt it's fucking A. Sent by Grant.
Grant.
The best! TTN should be required listening for all up-and-coming podcasters. Rock on, guys, from Spike Digital. And I checked out, I listened to Spike recently.
As did I, John.
And his dad, I guess, is sick in the hospital.
And Spike can't even afford to visit
gas,
him.
Yes, yeah. Because
of gas prices, because of the W.
Well, it's not the W's fault.
It is the W.
It's supply and demand.
Oh, BS. If the W didn't
BS.
Go into, where did he go into? Iraq. Then we wouldn't have this issue.
Well, okay, yeah, that's a good enough argument, I guess.
There you go.
That's yeah, that's fair enough. But yeah, shout out to Spike and his pop. Hope everything gets better, and he gets a chance to see him. And I guess his sidekick Rachel was at the E3 show, which is the show that shows off all the new gadgets for gaming and all that shit.
Right, Paris Hilton.
And I cannot fucking wait for the new. PlayStation 3, man.
Sweet.
It has Blu-ray technology for HD DVD video, my friend.
That shit goes right over my head.
Yeah, I know. Okay, this one here, a longtime listener, first time crybaby emo kid. Thanks for turning me into a total dick. Sent by Clip Show. TTN leaves me speechless and commentless, sent by Tremolo. This one here, this is a must-listen-to podcast, smart and stupid, all at the same time, by Beckerp.
Beckerp.
This one, subject is John and Scott. Hey, where are you guys? I miss my TTN. Smoochies. Bell. Belle Marie, 2005. Wow. Hey, haven't heard from Belle ever.
Wow.
This is the first time, I think, right?
First time commenter.
Well, we're here. We're queer and get used to it. Anyway, here's another one. Where is my TTN? What gives? I need my John and Scott fix from Kunje. Kunje.
Kunje?
K-U-H-N-J. Kunje, right?
Kun, yeah.
Kunje.
Kunje.
Or J-Kun. Dope. This podcast is dope, especially, especially dope, because a da-da-bia from Zucker.
Zucker.
And the last comment, Scott, and we're going to have to take it to the second episode. Or
the
part.
Last comment,
the
John.
The last comment. I made a lovely comment about my mom, but I never got the email. She basically said something about John and Scott having lovely voices, and she could listen to them all day. I have a sneaking suspicion that she completely missed two parts about butt love and kinky sex. I never realized a week. It's cut off.
That sucks.
That was sent in by Bob. I think Way of the Bob.
Way to Bob.
We love Bob.
That reminds me, John. The last time I checked, the forum, our forum,
is dead.
Is dead. as dead as can be. And I have a theory of why this is, John.
They moved on, dude.
It's because Arrowwolf moved.
Ah.
And he hasn't gotten his internet's connectivity yet.
Oh, hey, well, that'd be great, man, if he found a place.
Because Arrowwolf was keeping our forum alive.
That's true. Well, I haven't had much time to get on it because I have a new boss.
Yeah.
At work, so I've been jumping through
kissing
hoops.
Ass, brown nose and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, whatever.
What you do
you
with
know,
the new boss.
Do.
Right.
And I haven't had time, so when I get home, I try to get on there and say a couple of things. And I'm a really shitty typer, so I don't type so well. You know, one of those two finger typers.
Not me.
Oh yeah, you're speedy, aren't you? With those big giant ass fingers.
at least three fingers at a time.
Really,
yeah.
At least three. Well, I do the pinky for enter. You know, for the what do you call it? What's that called? The return.
Carriage return?
Yeah.
Carriage return, John?
Carriage return, yeah. I do the pinky on that. But then I start freaking out because everybody, you know, especially, I don't know what it is.
Especially!
He gets all worked up and he starts correcting your proper English.
Who does?
Pauly B.
Oh, fuck Pauly B. Come on.
I sent an email or something once to him, and he sent it, and he emailed me back, and he corrected my spelling.
Well, don't you have spell checker?
Hello.
Well, they spell different words, color. They spell differently than
we
do. Color.
But I think I spelled colleagues or something, colleges, so it comes back as... that it's
okay.
Oh,
it's correct.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't avoid that stupidity, can you?
I can't avoid much stupidity at all. I'm doing this show, aren't I? This has got to be one of the stupidest, isn't it?
No doubt, John.
No doubt. No doubt. Whatever happened to Takei? Takei?
George Takei.
George Takei.
I don't know. What happened to him?
I don't know. He was doing some stuff for us, wasn't he? He was doing like commercials and that.
So wait a minute, we got to take it to part two, is what you're
saying?
Yeah,
we do.
We don't have time to get into phone calls?
No.
Because we got phone calls.
Let's see.
The number before we go out to part two.
The number?
The number.
The number of what?
Our phone.
Oh,
our
yeah.
Phone. Our phone number.
It's TTNGIZD, 847-TTNGIZD. 847-TTNGIZD. GIZD, TTN Jizzed, or what is that? 886-9943, isn't it?
I guess so. I don't know. It's on our homepage.
GIZD. No, that
Jizzed.
Doesn't sound right. Let me look at my phone. I know that ain't right. GIZD.
That's why we need a stinger,
John. 4493. 4493. That's 847-886-4493.
That's why we need
That's
a stinger.
It. I know. You know, like I got time for that shit.
Who's okay. that? Who has time? We don't have time. Somebody make us a stinger for our phone number.
All right, we'll be right back. It's just a click away. We got to get some beers and drink and
piss
and smoke weed and bang chicks and, well, our wives. You know, that's all. Yeah, okay, now.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.